In today's podcast, we discuss biblical tolerance as we figure out what's the real truth. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So just a couple of days ago, I found myself having a great conversation with an old friend that I hadn't spoken with for a while. And as we were catching up, she was sharing with me concerns that she had about the deceptive nature of so many things in our world today. Specifically, she took issue with the indoctrination that happens at a young age as it relates to some truths that many would rather not face. She mentioned the stories of the diversity in opinions about the first Thanksgiving and the development of white Jesus. Now, before you turn off the video calling it racist propaganda, the point I'm making is not one to convince you of the accurate biblical portrayal of Jesus's ethnicity, but to use these as a present day example of what Paul is warning the church in Corinth about in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He spent his days and painfully and at great risk his life post-conversion preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And similar to what he warned the disciples in Galatia, as we find in Galatians chapter 1, he now warns this church that seems to be a bit too accepting of lies. So in our day, the age of tolerance is all about the buzzwords, tolerance, 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 right? But Jesus, he does encourage tolerance, but the tolerance that he encourages is really patience and enduring under the pain of something, right? Doing all we can to endure without retaliation or war in the flesh. However, the tolerance that the world today seems to seek is the affirmation and support of all statements as equal. Like, there is a desire to do away with absolute truth and a demand that we allow lies to be accepted as fact. Tolerance shouldn't be considered accepting lies, but accepting the fact that we disagree and choosing not to war with each other in the flesh. Now, if you've noticed, I emphasize in the flesh, because we as Christians are called to war, but a spiritual battle, like warring in the spirit and prayer, as Paul just recently reminded us in this very same letter. Now today, in chapter 11, he's confronting that same church that is too easily accepting of other Jesuses, other gospels, alternative truths, also known as lies. And he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, "For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one that we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one that you accepted, you put up with it readily enough." He is saying, you not only tolerate false teachers who preach a message altogether different than mine, but he seems to be saying that they are more than biblically tolerant. They are more like the tolerance that is preached today. He's concerned, you guys. He would further say in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 12 through 15, "And what I am doing, I will continue to do in order to undermine the claim of those who would like to claim that in their boasted mission, they work on the same terms as we do." He's basically like there, you guys. He's saying, like, what they're doing and what I'm doing ain't equal. What they're saying and what I'm saying, they're not on the same level. He's like, I'm going to keep pointing to the real Jesus and do so free of charge, just so you don't get it twisted. He goes on, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds." Y'all, Paul is throwing shots here. He says, He's not sweating it in the big picture, as he knows that justice will prevail in the end and they will receive the rightful judgment that belongs to them. And yet he writes it to actively warn the church and call them out of the lies and back to the pure truth. For us today, you guys, let us not be fooled. Lies are prevalent. In that day, most of the alternative truths were leading those in Christ to work for salvation still, to feel compelled to get circumcised and keep all the law of the prophets, just like the Pharisees taught. Today, there are so many alternative narratives being preached that not all clearly appear evil, even. In the way that Paul warned them about Satan disguising himself as an angel of light, we must use discernment to see the lies disguised as the truth today. But the first step for us in that is to know that the work needed to discern it is not a work that we can do. Wait, what? Yeah, that's right, I said it. We can't. But the Spirit of God can, you guys. And as we lean in and seek His help, He will. God's heart is that none of His little ones, yeah, that's us, would be deceived. But we need His help to do it. Now, I'm not sure if it's taken 265 episodes for you to figure it out, but the answer for all that we're called to do in response to the challenges of today is done only by the Spirit. The fire that is in the title of the Five by the Fire podcast, that's the Spirit of God. So let us close in asking the Spirit to help us discern truth from lies as we look to employ biblical tolerance today versus just acceptance of all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You've given us a great command to love God and to love others. And yet that doesn't mean accepting lies as the truth. Lord God, we thank You that it is Your Spirit that can discern good from evil and vice versa. It is Your Spirit that can point out lies as we seek to follow the truth. Lord God, would You empower us in this moment today to do that work today, and not going on crusades to combat culture, Lord God, but in the Spirit to wage war, in the Spirit to see that Your truth would be elevated, and to live lives that embrace the truth and yet walk it out in love. Lord God, help us to do this so difficult work. There's a reason we need You, because we can't do it without You, Lord God. Empower us to go live this out today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, I know it's not easy, but that's exactly why we need Jesus each and every day. His Spirit lives and resides within us to go and do the work today. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, go ahead and follow there and leave a comment. You know, let me know how you're engaging with this. If you've got places where you disagree, come on, I want to hear it. That's fine. We can do this work together. And share it with somebody. Share it with somebody now, especially somebody that you think maybe outside of the biblical understanding of tolerance and maybe just accepting all things as equal, right? We want to have more and more people walking in line with what God calls us to. All right, so go, you guys, be about it and do it in love. And I'll see y'all back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.